Blog Talk Radio.
Radio, it is what it is, and it's See Me Shine Saturdays, and you in the building with your host, King Shaw, a.k.a. Mr. Do The Most, and you know, this day is dedicated to all our local artists, and we're going to keep it popping for this See Me Shine Saturday. It is 8:34. And we in the building with Soda Pop Radio, Radio That Pops. And you know I'm finna get back to this local music.
Bankroll. It's me, the
pocket full of bomb dime, cruising through the bill. Flipping kits, counting chips, blowing Kill Bill. Making moves like the Green Prince, the Midwest Commission. Flying my niggas out, now we painting the town crimson. Who said it? The life I lead ya, mama beheaded. Stay up in your place, a nigga, your whole block will get shredded. Meeting at the famous, they gotta chop it up with the chemist. So many different hustles, my life it look like a prism. Whether in the streets or prison, or in the burbs, I'ma get it. Got them bumping like them subs in my trunk, them bitches whamming, we space jamming. High in the clouds, sharp as the cactus. Peter booked the trip to Detroit, Motor City was in.
I be riding through the city, window down, smoke going up. Hopping out the whip, these niggas know what's up. I'm a sober representative, got a problem, get at me, homie, and I ain't talking Twitter. Yeah, be there where I'm from, yeah, I'm from the birds. Good leak, brown chicks, even better herbs. Ready party at the Tall Oil, yeah, no. We about to get it cracking, shit, you already know. Riding through the veil, bunting my pack on deck. I got money, get tax free. Fuck your job, fuck your check. I got weed and I got money. I got lick and I got hunting. I got spots that we can go. King top, it don't sleep on blows. What you know about the suburbs? Absolutely not a 8 years old. Swag on hoes, whipping out my dollars. Now I'm hopping out in Prada. White girl called her Gaga. She talented as hell. She be blowing on her father. Ew, my city, the veil. Come around and keep it chill. Prior Lake ain't really far. We can leave you in a field. I play well in my position. Shut your mouth, little dude, just listen. I'm on 10 when we be sipping. You get 4 out here for flinching. I be riding through the city, window down, smoke going up. Hopping up the whip, these niggas know what's up. I'm a sober representative, got a problem, get at me, homie, and I ain't talking Twitter. Yeah, be real where I'm from, yeah, I'm from the birds. Good lick, brown chicks, even better herbs. Where the party at, that's all I wanna know. We about to get it cracking, shit, you already know.
Yeah, Soda Pop Radio, Radio That Pops, King Sean in the building. It is what it is, and it's See Me Shine Saturday, and you know I'm going to bring that local hot heat to you on this day. Yes, but y'all already know it's colder than a pimp's heart out there, so you know, just hopefully this local music will melt this damn snow, y'all know what I'm saying? It is what it is. Hey, check this out. Yesterday, I heard, was a good award show. Shout out to Cass and Don for bringing another good award show to the Twin City area. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to all the winners and shout out to all the nominees. You know, there's some people that I think should have won some awards and shit, you know what I'm saying? But they didn't win the awards. But hey, I don't give a damn, you're a winner to me, because shit, I like your music and shit, I'ma bang your music. So hey, shout out to the people that were supposed to win their awards. Well, turned out that they didn't win their award because, you know, some technical, whatever the fuck you want to call it. You know what I'm saying? it's Soda Pop Radio, Radio That Pops. It is what it is. You know what I'm saying? King Sean in the building. King Enterprises in the building. It is what it is. Soda Pop Radio, See Me Shine Saturdays. And we finna get back into this music. So after these messages, we'll be right back. Soda Pop Radio.
Fresh like pow. When I hit the stage, you know I rock the crowd. Let me get a pow if you feeling my style. Ain't Joe Francis, but the girls go wild. Ahead of the game, so advanced like my DJ. Fresh like pow. Put it on replay. Pass me the torch, I'ma run it like a relay. Middle fingers up to the he say, she say. I don't give a pow. So blunt like Relo. Salute heavy Chevy and TC PTO.
I sound like bling, and they be like, wow. I came up from nothing, and they be like, how? If you try to take it from me, then I be like, pow. Now they got me catching bodies like they hop up in the crowd. One hand sticking out, the other spinning on turbo. And I be going wow. DJ Inferno. You know what's going down, and you ain't gotta ask it. Fresh like pow, like I hop about the plastic.
I be like bling, fresh like pow. I be like bling, fresh like pow. Does my thing make the people go wow? Does my thing make the people go wow? I be like bing, 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 pow. Fresh like bing, 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 pow. Does my thing make the people go wow? Does my thing make the people go wow?
Hey, yo, Rello. What up, news? They want to know what the pow
means.
They
don't know what the pow means?
Hit them with the pow.
Baby, all subject. Word about the pow, it don't really mean nothing. Depending on how you use it, it could really mean something. You can power if she think it, you can power if she love it. The power's up to you. When you into the discussion, you can walk away and hit it with the powers that are cussing. I know what I do, I'm powerful discussing. You don't understand, then let you say it.
When I say pow, that don't mean I'ma shoot ya. Pretty boy swag, ugly like Restucia. Does my thing, and I whip it like Kunta. Hit her with the pow, have a finger like Luther. I be like Bean, and that's for my fan. Fresh like pow, I'm cooler than a fan. Jock my swag, boy, you better stop playing. I does my thing, make the people go ham.
I be like Bean, fresh like pow. I be like Bean, fresh like pow. Does my thing, make the people go wow. Does my thing, make the people go wow. I be like Bean, 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 pow. Fresh like Bean, 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 pow. Does my thing, make the people go wow. Does my thing, make the people go wow.
Go wow.
I be like bean, fresh like pow. Does my thing make the people go wow? Does my thing make the people go wow? I be like bean, 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 pow. Fresh like bean, 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 pow. Does my thing make the people go wow? Does my thing make the people go wow?
Damn.
Damn. What the fuck going on around here, man?
It's like everybody want to be a bad guy, right?
Tell me about robbing, killing, stealing, extortion.
But can you live that life?
I don't think you can.
I am so bad guy.
Bad guy.
Has a guardian angel.
What?
Who always stands right by his side. Even though we choose to ride or die. Corruption's the only way to live by. Cause that's the life of a bad guy. Stay inside, cause the hood's nowhere to hide. Cause you've been running to a bad guy, bad guy, bad guy. I know you see it, that boy stuntin'. He got something you've been wanting. See you a bad guy, think you playin' well. But don't leave that man stankin', that's a bad smell. He might be asthmatic as well. A bad guy living life like he in hell. Exhale. I can't tell my life story, cause they're gonna put me in jail. 100 mil, that's no bail. Sorry, mommy, bad decisions got me worried. Wildlife, new discovery. When you see me, then you bug me. First you hate me, then you love me. Always trying to hug me. Could it be another bad guy getting close? I'm about to stay back far. Facebook poke. Feel that overdose. Could it be an angel giving you the Holy Ghost? Let's go. Guardian angel,
what?
Who always stands right by his side. Even though we choose to ride or die, corruption's the only way to live by. Cause that's the life of a bad guy. Stay inside, cause the hood's nowhere to hide. Cause you've been running to a bad guy, bad guy, bad guy.
Where you wanna be, it's with the bad guys. We take what we want, and we don't know why. Don't ever answer to nobody. Guardian angel, I'm sorry. Please don't bother me. I'm rolling with the devil. It's more clever if I can get what I want anytime, any weather. Just pour it out my desert and watch me teach all these so-called preachers that's trying to preach. They've unleashed the beast and let them out his cage. Now I got them running scared through an endless maze. That guy's untamed. Ain't no stopping name. Only
life of a bad guy. Stay inside, cause the hood's nowhere to hide. Cause you been running to a bad guy, bad guy, bad guy.
Off the block and make a thing. No special workout plans, no hitting the gym. It's a very special diet, bruh. I know they love it. They walking up the block, half naked in the public. You want some of that? Look, you pay me, we can discuss it. I'm moving the gat in hand, and yo, I will bust it. You can doubt me, but look in my eyes, and you will see the trust it. If your hands in the cookie jar, you might get busted. I'm alive, why? Please check it before you touch it. Cause I will leave you shitty and stinking, it's so disgusting. Fill you up with lead until your body starts rushing. Bet that'll make you famous, get your roses by the dozen. Your family can get it, mother, father, siblings, and cousins. Now pay me what you owe me, stop acting as if you wasn't. Now don't let me come down off this high and stop buzzing. Now I'm cooking in the devil's kitchen, your meat is in the oven.
Bad guy, has a guardian angel, who always stands right by his side. Even though we choose to ride or die, corruption's the only way to live by. Cause that's the life of a bad guy. Stay inside, cause the hood's nowhere to hide. Cause you were running to a bad guy, bad guy, bad guy.
Yeah, Soda Pop Radio, Radio That Pops. It is what it is. And this is See Me Shine Saturdays. Man, it's a beautiful day, but it's colder than a pimp's heart out there. Hey, man, I ain't trying to be outside. I hope y'all ain't trying to be outside neither, man. Hope y'all cuddle up with some boo things or something. It's too damn cold for me.
King Enterprises will be back outside again tonight. The hell? Fuck that shit. Fuck. Cold and hot. It's getting warm. I need the politic and network, goddammit. Fuck that.
Definitely. Hey, well, it's going down tonight. Monsters Radio Live presents Raja, featuring Raja, backed by band Exodus, hosted by E-Monster and DJ Iroach is on the ones and twos. And special guest performance by Pee Wee the Dread at the Ice House, address 2528 Nicollet Avenue South, Minneapolis, Minnesota. It's $7 advance tickets and $10 at the door. But if you get there before midnight, it is $7. So y'all get down there tonight before midnight, it's $7. You will have to pay the $10. After midnight, it's $10 to get in. And that's Monsters Radio Live.
Yeah.
Presents Raja, backed by Exodus Band, hosted by E-Monster and DJ Iroach on the ones and twos, with special guest performance by PB Dread at the Ice House, 2528 Nicollet Avenue South, Minneapolis, Minnesota. $7 at the door until midnight. So y'all get down there, have some fun. And pass the doobie on the left hand side, man. Pass the doobie on the left hand side, man. Yeah. Soda Pop Radio, Radio That Pops, and we in the building. What is going down, King?
I am at the Hotel Crown Plaza at the present moment, trying to keep an elevator door open for my mistress. And I'm going down to get some pizza. And, yeah, it's a wonderful night for me for the Enterprise and some more stuff.
That's what's up. Danny G in the building. What's up?
What's up with it?
Nah, that's Danny G.
Nah, it's the one Northsider. Danny Jizzle's in the house repping Northside all day.
Is that Miss 4th Street? Is that who I'm talking to?
Yes,
yeah,
sir.
Yeah, that's Miss 4th Street. The whole strong.
How you doing?
Nobody.
Hey, good, leave my spot alone. That's cheers. I keep telling y'all the whole show is. Ladies get in free till midnight. Superman till midnight.
Yeah. So, Miss Danny G, I heard that you got something special for tonight later on today you want to talk about.
You know what? That is so explosive, man. I can only leak the little bits that I have confirmed. because the info that I stumbled across today, just looking into like some investment stuff. If anybody is unaware, Danny G is definitely a money mogul. I'm out here trying to make sure everybody money straight, so that's what I do. I look at where the investments are right now, whose money's moving where, what the I chase the money, okay? And in chasing the money, I found a rabbit hole, and the question is, how far does the rabbit hole go?
Definitely that. So do you want to talk about that right now, or you want to wait until 9:30?
We can wait. You're the king, so you let me know. When you want to put that
out? I think because knowing you, you always like to go in, dip in, and do a little bit more research and stuff before you present shit. So I'm going to go ahead and wait till 9:30 because I know you probably finna get into deep into that shit. Hey, because that was a long-ass article, and I didn't read the whole damn thing. But I'm definitely going to read the whole damn thing because, you know, I'm always interested in that shit. But right now, there's been a lot of stuff going on over here. So I didn't get the chance to read all the article. It was longer than the article.
Can I see the article?
It's something definitely worth reading. And I definitely think that if my people really looked into something of this magnitude, you definitely start making moves in a whole nother direction. Hey, would you say King Shine Africa, here we come? China?
Man, Africa, Africa, here we come. I'm telling you guys, I don't know about anybody else, but I'm leaving this motherfucker. I'm definitely leaving America. I'm taking my ass back to Africa with my spear and my tutu, whatever they fucking wear, and I'm be running freely.
So wait a minute, we was with spaceships yesterday. Now we with tutus and spears. What the hell is going on here?
Man, when you hear this
hey,
tonight, man.
Hey, in the meantime, I still haven't found my spaceship. But in the meantime, while I'm still looking for my spaceship, I'm getting the hell out of America. I'm getting the hell out of America. I want to live comfortably. Until I find my spaceship and fly up out of this motherfucker. Because the rest of my alien brothers, I don't know where. I'm telling you, they got them hemmed up. You ain't heard of Area 51?
Man, bump Area 51. You know, they just said they found life on Mars. And they found what they call the God Atom, the boson, whatever. They believe that they found this thing that created all life. So I'm really anxious to see what they're talking about. This stuff that they're talking about is completely crazy.
God didn't create no more. It's a thing that on Mars that actually did it. I'm curious too, Ms. G. I am. I swear I am. But I mean, I thought God did it. I'm under the impression that there was a supernatural being that actually created all this around me, and I was enjoying it until you just, you know, said that there's a thing that something on Mars that actually did that. I want to know. Can when you find out, tell me, because I'm scared.
Hey, I know a lot more about that than you want to, but that has nothing to do with 9:30. That's a whole nother day's topic. I mean, we could definitely touch on the boson atom. That is definitely, if anybody is curious of what a boson atom is, there's a series of, like, tiny particles that are all over the Earth. You know, and we have them in us, you know, that we call them cells in humans. But the boson atom, the God atom, is every single atom in this entire world that we live on that they found up to date has a certain spin rotation, kind of like its own gravitational force. But this particular atom that they've been looking for would answer the question to all life. It will not rotate at all. It is actually life in and of itself. Kind of the best way to put it is if you've ever seen Men in Black 1, you remember how there was this big question about where was Orion, and it was a galaxy.
Yeah.
But the galaxy was so small that could nobody believe that people came from there. This is along that line. So y'all pay attention to what they're doing in science, because this could tell if all life started at one point. And the question is, would they attribute that back to Miss Jane, they call Miss Jane, she was found, and she predated, her fossils predated the dinosaurs, and she was African. They found her in Middle Africa. So we're about to see how far the rabbit hole goes. I mean, stuff is coming out right now that'll blow your noggin. It's stuff on a whole other scale that sometimes I'd be like, where do you think of this stuff at? So, yeah, definitely got to keep you up to date.
Well, Pop Radio. Yes, sir.
King Shark, when you do get ready to find, when you find the spaceship, we go into the Atom. I want to ride there, ride around, get comfortable, kick back,
Matt.
You know, ride a couple of honeys, we're going to kick back on the Atom.
I'm going definitely. I'm going to another galaxy. I'm going to where no king has gone before. Soda Pop Radio. It is CB Shine Saturday, dedicated to our local artists for them to shine. King Shine in the building, Danny G in the building, King in the building. Y'all know what it is. We finna get back to this music. And this is Skip Grams with Double Cup.
Double cup, double cup, love. You the one I lean, like you the one I lean on.
You the one I lean.
Don't worry, honey, lip. Two G's got the tip.
You can see a nigga dip. Keep that fully loaded clip.
He said slide down the pole and make my pussy roll. Only if your wallet's roll, cause you got to pay the toll. Yeah, he called me honey dip. Got them dollars and the tip. Brother wanting me so bad. Got them grabbing on his dick.
Baby, slide down the pole and get that pussy twerking. Got a nigga throwing hundreds, cause I love the way you work it. Got me staring real hard. You should feel what's in my pants, girl, before this night end. I'm gonna need that private dance. Now it's on. Two shots of that Patron. Fuck it, grab a whole bottle. We gon' take a taxi home. Of course my crew up in here leaning. Case the haters in here scheming. So don't worry, cause tonight you gon' be covered in my semen. Got the mad cheeks bounce. Moving in the motion. Got a nigga see his stars. Like I drunk a magic potion. Focused on them thunder thighs. All oiled up with lotion. By the end of the night you gon' be wetter than the ocean. Posted on the block daily. Getting to the money, gotta hustle real hard. If you out here and you hungry, can't be bummy, looking phony. Yeah, I represent that, show me where them gritters get it in. Take these ones, fives, and tens. Baby, slide down the pole and let your pussy roll. Make that ass do a clap, cause you know it's nice and fat. Don't worry, honey lip, 2G's got the tip. You can see a nigga dip. Keep that fully loaded clip.
He said slide down the pole and make my pussy roll. Only if your wallet's swole, cause you got to pay the toll. Yeah, he called me honey dip. Got them dollars and the tip. Brother wanting me so bad. Got him grabbing on his dick. He liked the way I'm working it. I got a nigga jerking it. And if you put the work in it, you'll have Miss Kitty squirting it. See, I work that pole like a bona fide pole. The way you looking at me, daddy wanna slide in my hole. You got them pussy eating lips. Come on, boy, take a sip. The way I rock these sexy hips. Do a dance, watch me drip. Got your money and I slip. Now I'm working on your tip. Do a split, one hand trick. Flip my tongue, gon' drip. I just sex you like a flick. Tell all your boys this. I got your cookies, though, boy. And you so overjoyed. But the night has just begun, cause we bout to have some fun. Get the hot oil sex toys, boy, I'll make you come. I ain't worried what to wear, cause you can eat my underwear. Nipple clips, cream that's whipped. You can call it chocolate dip. The way you hit that shit, yeah, I'm digging it. We did it 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, or 6. To the late of the night, to the early morning. You pop the pussy, little daddy, till you make me moan.
Baby, slide down the pole and let your pussy roll. Make that ass do a clap, cause you know it's nice and fat. Don't worry, honey lip, 2G's got the tip. You can see a nigga dip. Keep that fully loaded clip.
He said slide down the pole and make my pussy roll. Only if your wallet's swole, cause you got to pay the toll. Yeah, he called me honey dip. Got them dollars and the tip. Brother wanting me so bad. Got him grabbing on his dick.
Now you on to the next. But baby, I ain't trippin', I got sprung off his sex.
I fell in love with a stripper.
Had a player pullin' tricks, as if my name was Slipper. I won't hold my head in shame. I play flame, what's in my zipper? I gotta give you credit. Your ass was hypnotizing. I had spent 50 grand and didn't realize it. By the end of the night, I was drunk off my ass. Straight Alliance was the reason that it started raining cash. I admit I had a blast. That ass was well worth it, cause the way you make it clap, it be moving with a purpose. Evidently, you the baddest this side of Mississippi. But I'm here to let the world know that this is Kansas City. Got some bitches that's gangster and definitely pretty. Got that long wavy hair and them nice round titties.
Yeah, I'm gritty in the city. Got your tan, swamps and cities. Mama really wants some more, but you got what you needed.
Baby, slide down the pole and let your pussy roll. Make that ass do a clap, cause you know it's nice and fat. Don't worry, honey lip, 2G's got the tip. You can see a nigga dip. Keep that fully loaded clip.
He said slide down the pole and make my pussy roll. Only if your wallet's swole, cause you got to pay the toll. Yeah, he called me honey dip. Got them dollars and the tip. Brother wanting me so bad. Got him grabbing on his dick.
Soda pop.
Yeah. What's up? That's what I'm saying, though. We got here, so we go to the club, nigga.
Choo-choo. What's that on that beat? Oh.
where niggas at? I be in every club in the hood, where niggas at? Pull up, jump out, stunning like I was baby on my cocaine cowboy shit, like in the 80s. Who the nigga think he is? Slick Rick or Dana Dane? Think he rock him or something? Look at his chain. Why I step from head to toe, I'm Dougie Fresh. Looking like I came to play Mr. Lynette. Any nigga with a watch like that, he need attention. Your man don't ball out like that, you need a bitch. What? R.I.P. R.I.P. Jamaican, whole pound strapped up in this bitch like we some Haitian. She got good head, good brain, good education. I'm jumped in a motherfucker, here's the situation. 1:45 a.m. the night broken. By the time a nigga get to the crib, the mall open. Man, the nerve of this high ass bitch, she on the molly. She say she want me calling Miss Barry, she thinks she holly. R.I.P.
Pops, it is See Me Shine Saturday, and we in the building with my co-host King and Danny G. It is what it is. Y'all know that was R.I.P. I just killed the club, man. See, I don't go to the club no more, man. Cause if I do, I'll kill it.
Oh, you was just at the club not too long ago. Hush, we acting the fool.
Damn, you gonna bust me out like that? For real? That's how you do me?
It's been a while.
But you
come on
out.
Talk to me tonight about that. Just come on down.
Bust me out like that. Soda Pop Radio. Tell them I go to the club. And you know I killed the club too, though. Shit.
Yeah, you did. But, you know, that's because you had a lovely escort, you know, that was killing it with you.
Can I get the escort? I want the escort.
Of course you can have a lovely escort.
Soda Pop Radio.
You're not going to need just one escort. King.
You said not just one. I got a couple of us. It's a couple of us. All you got to do is, as long as we drink for free, we right there on your side looking lovely.
I need that.
Yeah, Pop Radio, Ready Them Pop. But, hey, it's going down on the 20th. There will be an online seminar about protecting, marketing, and profiting from your music. It's an online seminar. To register, you got to register at forMusicHelp@gmail.com. Learn from music attorney Brian Lukavasic and veteran promoter and manager Kobe Cross. Whereas many events like this charge hundreds and thousands of dollars to learn ins and out of the music industry, this $25 course will teach you how to go from creating music to getting it properly protected on the radio, in clubs, on TV, and in films. This course will cover copyright licensing, and distribution agreements and marketing. Learn what to watch out for when signing agreements. This event is sponsored by Blue Note Artist Advocacy Project, and is going down Wednesday, March 20th. To register, email for musichelp@gmail.com. So all y'all artists right now, local artists, because this is what Saturday is for. It's for y'all local artists. So y'all should try to go online and register for this course. It's only $25. Show you how to protect, market, and profit from your music. So all y'all local artists that's listening in, go ahead and get with that, man. Matter of fact, I'm a student out there. Brian Coohan is actually a good entertainment lawyer. I deal with him myself. He's a very good person, very down to heart. Will help you with your contracts and all that stuff. Yeah, if y'all looking for an entertainment lawyer, go ahead and get at Brian Lucas. Y'all can hit him up on his Facebook too. You know what I'm saying? I post every day. I post up his business card and his business information. So definitely for all y'all local artists or anybody that's looking for the entertainment lawyer, go ahead and get at Brian. Definitely a real good guy. Definitely, and he's here in Minnesota, so he'll get to you. So if you're ready to go to the next level, he will help you get to the next level. But the thing about it is, come with your money or don't come at all, because his time does cost like anybody else's time. If you ain't got the bread, don't even go. Got to come correct. If you want to get somewhere in this music business, you got to pay like you weigh. If you weigh 150, don't get at nobody, because you're not. I love fat people like I love cake.
I love big girls, man. I don't like that. I love big girls.
I'm going to need y'all to leave us skinny chicks alone, man. I'm going to need y'all to leave the skinny girls alone. We ain't did nothing wrong with
skinny. But I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to give you old school pimping stuff. The bigger girls, they got a lot of love. And, you know, they cook real good. I like to eat. So I'm sorry if y'all skinny girls can't cook and y'all just is skinny. I'm sorry. I mean, but.
Wait a minute. No, serious though. Check this out. I don't know what's wrong with these microwave generation nowadays.
Thank you. Hey, Krishna.
I'm going to need you to stop taking 10 breaks in the middle of your conversation.
I don't want no hungry man dinner all the time.
No, I don't. I can't do it.
I don't want no noodles all the time. I eat noodles, but I don't want – now, when I want to eat dinner –
you good.
I need a full course meal. And if you can't provide a full course meal, you have to kick rocks. I don't give a fuck if you was looking like Holly Berry. If you can't cook and provide a nigga a full course meal, you got issues. You wasn't talking right.
Hold on.
8 courses. That is not 5, not 2, hold not
on.
3.
Hold your horses. Hold it down. Because in the end of the day, all us skinny chicks is not without food or skills and ability in the kitchen. Us skinny chicks get it in just like the chunky ones. I'm so sorry that y'all ran across a few folks that can't cook, but all us skinny girls is not innate in the kitchen. Thank you very kindly.
Let me ask you a question, Danny. Jing, can you cook?
You darn tootin'.
Can you cook?
You darn too.
Can you cook?
Can I cook? You answer it.
I'm asking you.
You darn.
Can you cook?
Can you put your appetite? I put my appetite on it. I eat, which means I cook because I be hungry.
Okay, but can you cook?
You darn too.
Okay, we don't. Okay, you could cook, but some of these girls nowadays can't even cook fried chicken.
That is absolutely true. I feel so sorry for them. Anyone needs some cooking lessons, hit me up. I charge $29.95 a session.
Because I ain't going to be the one cooking all the time. No. No, it's not going to be. I'll cook every once in a while, but I'm not going to be the one cooking all the time.
But they got to cook at home.
I will let you know that I am impartial. My holiday cooking. I love to cook for the holidays. If I don't cook no other time of the year, which technically, just because I can't cook don't mean I like to. I eat to live.
Exactly. That's the bit. It's okay.
But I love to cook for holidays, and I go all out. So, like I said, for $29.95, because I don't like to, $29.95 moves a nigga like me. I will teach you how to make a four-course.
So, can I just come and eat at your house? How about that? I'll give you $29.95, but I want to I want to learn.
Okay, I charge $10 a plate. I mean for real, $10 a plate.
Soda Pop Radio, Radio Pop, and I'll speak it back into the tune. Y'all know what I'm saying?
Walla, who talking dollars? Money, nigga, who talking dollars?
Catch your ass slipping, boy, I'm posted on dummy. That's it, chick, bitch,
your ass killed on that ill shit. Cause I kill a nigga, dog, talking about my screen. I'm talking about my paper, I'm talking about my money, I'm talking about potato, I'm talking about my money. Shot my own fool, get your ass killed. Put his ass in his shit. Put his ass in his shit.
Salty about that song because he didn't win an award for Best Song of the Year at the awards yesterday, which I felt, which only this is only my opinion. I don't give a damn what nobody else say about my opinion. I'm going to say my opinion whether they don't like it or not. But that was the Song of the Year, Boo You Lane. And I really think the Nose should have won a fucking award. I really do. And y'all heard it from King Sean, Soda Pop Radio. It is what it is. I don't care if y'all don't like me or not. Because I ain't on the damn earth for y'all. Matter of fact, I shouldn't even be on the damn earth. Soda Pop Radio, Radio Pop. It is CB Shine Saturdays, and I'm in the building with Danny G and King Enterprises. Yes, you know what I'm saying. And it is 9:31. 9:31, and it's about that time. Miss Danny G.
Man, y'all want to see the rabbit hole, huh?
Definitely. All right.
Me start by introducing the topic is about the possibility of Barack Obama having a third presidency term. You heard me. It said, will there be a third term for President Barack? And I actually stumbled across it going through one of my favorite investor sites. A lot of times when I look at things to invest or when the stock market is looking kind of wishy-washy to me, I look to a couple, you know, key investment groups to see what they're seeing. You know what I'm saying? Because that's what I do. I chase the money. Recently, I was sitting at ING watching the stock market. And I mean, if you ever want to catch Danny G, I'm downtown literally. I either ING or Bancor, one of them, sitting there watching their stock boards. If you ever really want to know what's going on in politics in the world or anything, stock market gives you a peek into the beginnings of something good and or bad coming. Now, I'm looking at it, and it was a lot of moves. It was a lot of moves from technology to natural resources, which kind of bothered me because for the longest, America's not been one to be huge on natural resources. We've been pretty much into the technology side and telephone and whatnot. When I went and researched that, one of my groups, S&A Investment Groups, Porter Stansberry is who it is, he wrote an article on the presidency's third term, and he said that Barack Obama at this moment has the potential to be actually greater than Franklin Delano Roosevelt. And I said, what?
Wow.
Yes, you heard me. He said he has the potential to be greater than Roosevelt. And I was like, okay, well, Roosevelt wasn't a good politician, to be honest, but he was powerful. You got to pay attention to what people open their mouths, man, because what people feed you is so important, and he's got so much charisma. But I promise y'all, people, I did not trust the politics of Barack Obama, and what he said came to complete fruition to what I'm really, like I said, I want to research it just a tad bit more, but I will open up the door to the rabbit hole. You can look for yourself. If you don't know, if you haven't heard, plenty of people, they're hiring anybody. They don't care nothing about your background. They don't care nothing about nothing. You can go to North Dakota or Alaska right now and make 20-some-odd dollars an hour, easy money, in these oil mines.
Wow. Wow.
I know he forgot to mention it again. I know.
So, Barack Obama can be reelected for a third term?
And that was my biggest question. It's constitutional that he can't. But how many things have we already changed in the Constitution and we haven't said anything to him?
But he can change the Constitution.
We just did an article on this a week ago about him changing the Constitution, and nobody had a say.
Had nothing to say.
It should be noted how far he will go with that issue, because you got to understand that besides the 15 original colonies,
when the slave trade was ended, there were still other colonies outside of the 15 original colonies. And so, therefore, they actually have a say-so in the Constitution being written because they walked out because they felt that they were still being enslaved. So the fact that he's actually trying to make a change to the Constitution is a milestone in history, period. I would have to.
He actually did. Here's the crazy part. He actually did. He further blew my mind. See, this is what's bothering me. I watched. He not only enacted the NDAA, which gives us automatic martial law. He controls. This is what I'm saying. The article that I read, and not to get too deep into it because it's really deep. It touches a lot of bases. But to stay on the surface of this, he has already given himself reign to imprison anyone who goes against him upon his word. He has already, that is a fact, that's NDAA, that's Constitution. He can imprison you indefinitely if you don't agree with what he's doing. The other thing that kind of bothered, not even kind of, that bothered us both, you know, Rochelle was like, hold on, is this? And I'm like, yeah, that really happened, was when he literally said that you can no longer protest anywhere that anybody that got anything to do with the Secret Service, the federal government, politicians, anywhere they're going to be, you can't protest anymore. What?
Yeah, there are legions of governments that actually have a controlling body over the state or the state that they are in. And so if we think about the House of Republicans and the Senate, these people actually control a large majority stake of what the United States goes through. And so if we've already had power struggles between Republican and Democratic parties, Democrats already have a controlling, as a president, have a controlling power over the state. He's actually being, the Republicans are already being rebellion against his policies and procedures already. He's already cut their budgets. He's already done things to actually show them that I am in power and you actually are not going to run over me. So now here's an idea that will actually stop them for trying to actually undermine his presidency, period. And, I mean, that's a powerful move on his part. I actually commend him for that because, I mean, yeah, you got to think about it. He is a black president, and he is actually still standing for the people that actually don't have a voice. I mean, he's come from Illinois, and was one of those struggling states that had that problem.
I actually would agree with you on that, but for the simple fact that this one thing bothers me most. Everything he's doing, understand, right now as it stands, you can only get two terms. So he will be out of if he leaves the Constitution alone, he will be out of the office, which means whoever succeeds him will have more power than he had.
Too much power.
Period. They'll have too much power. So you left the door open for this. But this is what blows my mind, because I have this idea. This is where this is where I said there's a rabbit hole. Now, you got to catch the big part of this. There's a rabbit hole. And they say in 2015, we got 2 years, y'all, there's going to be a huge economical shift that's going to force the people to cry out for him to remain in office. He cannot, as it stands, stay in office without the people forcing the turn of the Constitution, because that's the only loophole in the presidency thing. We as a people can put him in a third time, but he can't run a third time on his own.
But look, we already going through the economic shift already, because for one, what fucking country cut us off that we were practically getting everything from?
This one that they're talking about is bigger than China. And I'm stuck because I can't believe, like, I really have to research this money, because if what I just read to be true, y'all do not understand the power move he pulled can either be all good or all bad for us, y'all. And that's what's scaring me. Like, it's a fence move. And he made Menzies. Why do you think China's arming? What he just did is the fulfillment of what they said. If anybody's ever heard me speak about it, the one question that has been asked of me over and over again is, do I believe he's the Antichrist? And I kept saying no, because he doesn't have enough time to do the things that Antichrist will do until I read this letter. What I'm going to tell y'all is watch where our money goes. People, watch where you invest. Watch what you buy into and pay close attention to where the oil companies begin to buy out private companies. We just talked about private prisons last night. Start watching who owns them because it's coming out. And when it's all said and done, it's about money and power. And this move is about to shift both.
See, but if you take it, if everybody's been paying attention and watching the signs, watching the news, not just your fucking local news, I'm talking about world news.
Right.
What's the MSN and all that stuff, CNN. If y'all watch the world news and understand what the hell is going on, that this already been in play years ago.
Yeah, that's all I'm saying. The letter I read today was actually written in 2008. Talk about this. He said that Barack was guaranteed a 2012 seat. It happened, right? He also was talking about the different mergers, the opening of the different oil drillings. When I say this is a rabbit hole, y'all, we got to pay attention to what dude is doing with his money. He's upsetting rich people on purpose. Watch your 401k investment, because I could have sworn I did hear him say something about getting rid of private sector retirement funds because Social Security is running low. Pay attention to the money, y'all, because I'm
okay.
Under the thing.
Didn't they just, in what state was it that they just abolished fucking collective bargaining?
Oh, wow. Yeah, they did that too. I want to say it's a northeastern state.
Was it Missouri?
I want to say it was a northeastern state. I got to look up the exact state, but they're not the only ones looking at it. They're not the only ones looking at it, and that's what's crazy.
Man,
we are
y'all got any questions?
We are in the same times where I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, you go, man, come on now.
Hey, so, okay. Yes, sir. We are the changing times that, you know, as we look, you know, a lot of people are grasping to an idea that actually is profound in nature. And we talk about an antichrist and what is to come. You know, these things are metaphorical or mystical in nature. And to persuade one person to believe that somebody else is a supernatural being is in some way, shape, or form idiotic. But in on the lighter side, you know, we've been in this changing times over the years to grasp to something that will actually be defining for us. And by the laws that have been set up aside for presidents to be elected, yeah, that's to say that he will not be elected again, but that doesn't say that somebody in his cabinet will not be, or somebody that actually has his same mission or his same goals in mind. It doesn't say he can't be a vice president and still run again as a president.
I would not be concerned with that, but there's small things that concern me. See, it's not that he's supernatural. No, if anyone knows anything about biblical history, the Antichrist is all man. See, this is the craziest thing about it. Like, it's not necessarily, I will tell you that up until this point, and we know Bible was written way beforehand, everything has been on point. It's kind of like when they're switching out over to ancient Mayans and the things they wrote. It's about the foretelling of the story and it playing out exactly as it was told. And this person, this is a man, all man, will create 7 years of peace before 7 years of turmoil. That is said, that is written. If it happens, that means that's 14 years. And if you, I kept saying there's no way unless he got another term, because four and four is eight.
Here's what you're missing.
He needs four terms, and I didn't think that could happen.
Here's what you're missing out of that scenario. That's world turmoil. You know, we're talking about one sector, and that's the United States. And the United States has one rule.
We just got war declared on us again, where we're not hearing about it. It's going to be a sound of peace. It appears to be peace. It appears to be. And I'm telling y'all, it's crazy, man. It's something bigger than, like, what I could even fathom, because you have to think what we're seeing is on a world level. other people see it in America, we want to pass it off as not so. The world is seeing this, and the world is aligning itself so. And we're the only ones sitting here and stagnant, going, oh, that can't really happen. Yeah, power can come from America. You know, it may not arise from the Middle East, and that's what we're waiting for. It may not come from there. This man's roots stem from there. You know, we have to really know who we're looking at. And in all honesty, I'm not saying he is yet, but what I'm seeing, you gave yourself absolute power, not worried about what the next, you had no regard to what the next president may do with the information given. You see what
I remember one time.
He was too solid in that.
I remember one time listening to George Bush in a speech he was saying, and in one of his speeches that he was saying, this stood out to me. It's good to be a dictator when you're the dictator. He said that in his speech.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we know Bush didn't give a damn about what the fuck was going on in America. That motherfucker was nothing but money hungry ass motherfucker.
Mm-hmm.
That's what he was.
What I was going to say is, I read the article. I'm still baffled on a couple of issues. And before I touch on them, which will be a later date about where to put your money at and where to begin to invest for people who are, you know, concerned about investments. But I will say this. I heard a speech where this man actually stood there, and I'm talking about our current president, Barack Obama, and he said the words, "We're walking into a new world."
He did say we're walking into the welcome to New World Order.
Yes, he did.
We need to teach our people how to invest, what this market does for our people, or what it does for the people that actually use it. And, I mean, that's one thing that we're, as a black nation, are not actually adverse to. If we were able to state that we would go on a mission to show people what they can do with penny stocks and the stock market as a whole, you know, a lot of people will actually, you know, be aware of what is going on around them and what sectors are actually investing in what and what sectors are actually taking personal interest in what. With the presidency,
yep.
What President Obama has actually done, he's created allies that nobody didn't want allies for. And that's why China probably is no longer an ally for him. He's took small armies and actually created a huge army. You know, we actually believe in Europe and China and what they can do as a superpower, even Russia, and the fact that these greater countries don't have nothing on these smaller countries that actually are impoverished or don't have, you know, that want something better for their people. And so that's what the American people are actually failing to realize. There's a greater movement going on outside of what you've been watching, period. I mean, outside of China, when we get our clothes, when we get our natural resources and products, no, they don't. They'll ship to us. They're just doing business with us now. They're not friendly anymore.
And the bad thing is, we're not even there anymore. Like, China is really not in our backing anymore. If you start looking, Korea is one of our biggest suppliers right now, and we're moving into, I feel you completely, on the smaller sector because that's what's happening. The craziest thing is, though, you know, when you watch the money, you see what's happening. And man, he set it up, and now he's about to knock it down, and he's going to put us in a position. The guy actually talked about buying out the poor. He said Obama was buying the poor.
Exactly.
He talked about the free phones, and this is in 2008. He talked about the free money, not taxing the poor. Over 50% of the country right now, this is the biggest in history, has not paid an income tax because you're not due to pay one. Increasing tax on the wealthy is 2%. He's doing this as we speak, and this was spoken in 2008. I'm just telling y'all what I read blew my mind, and if it's true, I promise you we are in the new world order.
We already been in the new world order. It's just people ain't still ain't paying attention, for real. People ain't understanding right now. As of right now, we are under martial law. We are
under martial law as of right now. It's been in effect. Ever since the Patriot Act, it's been in effect. We are under martial law. They're just leaking it slowly and slowly to us. They're giving it to us slowly and slowly. They're effing us with no Vaseline slowly. They slow stroke this. We're already in martial law. If you go back and read up on the Patriot Act, you will tell that we are in martial law. And
yes,
this is Soda Pop Radio, Radio That Pops, and it's See Me Shine Saturday. And this is our news for you coming from Danny G. Y'all know what it is. And I'm going to get back to this music. You know what it is.
Pull up on the scene, bitches know my name.
TC,
young ass nigga, rep that fucking game. Never text that bitch unless she giving brain.
Nah,
never text that bitch unless she giving brain.
Nah,
came out the water like a pretty dolphin.
Splash,
nigga talking down, now he in a coffin.
Yes,
I be on that green like a nigga golfing.
Wow,
always high as fuck, cause I do it often. Blunt in my mouth, drink in my cup. Bottles all day, yeah, nigga, fuck up.
Feeling splashy,
feeling splashy,
feeling splashy,
so splashy.
Blunt in my mouth, drink in my cup.
Bottles on deck, yeah, nigga, fuck up.
So splashy,
I'm feeling splashy,
so splashy,
feeling splashy. Splashed on that hoe, cause that bitch trippin'.
Splash.
2 weeks later, now she still drippin'.
Drown.
I don't give a fuck, cause I'm smoking loud.
Loud.
Niggas got no swag, they so out of style.
Foul.
Word around town that them niggas hatin'.
Yes, sir.
Say they gon' kill me, but I'm still waitin'.
Nah,
I'm so fucking hot, I could live with Satan.
Yeah.
Hop up out my bed, bitch, I'm waking bacon. Yeah, I'm from Chicago, nigga, born and raised.
Chirac,
8th grade, first time I got blazed. Hit that fucking blunt, I was in the sky.
Sky.
If you wanna match, you can't throw down 5.
Nah,
drank a whole bottle and I almost died.
Drown,
drowning in that liquor, boy, that's suicide.
Drown,
got your bitch wetter than a slip and slide.
Drown,
switch gear, gang, bitch, I'm down to ride. Niggas get popped when it's summertime.
Man down.
If you fuck with mine, I'ma pull that 9.
Man down.
Niggas get popped in that summertime.
Man down.
If you fuck with mine, I'ma pull that 9.
Man down.
In my mouth, drink in my cup. Bottles on deck. Yeah, nigga, fuck up.
Feeling splashy.
Feeling splashy.
Feeling splashy.
So splashy.
Open the door, smoke, roll out the
smoke on Kush. Rolling up anthrax that we call George Bush. Yeah, the club about to close, but the party don't end. In the parking lot, chilling, blowing blunt in the wind. When I'm high, you really want to battle with my lyrical flow. So lose your subconscious. Subconscious. I'm a lyrical weapon of destruction. When my tongue busts and the rushing, no bluffing. We keep blunts raising. All night, we keep them blazing. My eyes real low like an Asian. Smoking out the bong when I'm with the gold cage. It's amazing. Smoking round after round from the hood to the club. We done blew a whole pound. Every night, same thing going down. All I call a green king as I run the whole town. See green for the low, call me missing endo. Hop in my whip, roll up the window. Time to chill, lay back, and we roll up some more. Before I rotate it, let me hit it real slow. Gotta get it real slow.
Get out of bed, money back on my way.
run this over in Pinot Grigio, hold up. You bogus in that Lambo if you ain't lifting the dough up. You bogus popping pills if you ain't picking the hoe up. You bogus running out on your kid, my nigga grow up. For God's sake, like a wedding cutting large cake. For large stakes, let the hammer bang broad day. Ayy, never mind what the blog say. Do what my mind and my heart say. My philosophy, profit off of my property. Get it, flip it, we got to be rich. That broke shit is obsolete. Possibly off of my rocker, watch how you watching me. Sophisticated, psychotic flies, a pilot, officially solid. All you wish you could get, I got it. Unlimited titanium, nigga, what's in your wallet? How the gladiator college, I made it summa cum laude. Where you clowns couldn't have got a cap and gown if you bought it. I pilot with Saudis, buying crude oil and diamonds. Hustle January, July, fly to Dubai. A broke nigga telling me about how I'm dividing the pies. Like a blind nigga telling me it's an eye for an eye. Bullheaded and stubborn, I be that way till I die. But find a nigga with more hustle than me, I dare you to try. And according to the hand on my Audemars, it's my time to shine, so fuck y'all. I get that why I don't trust a motherfucker. Seen a nigga snitch on their mom, shoot at their brother. Go to prison in love with a bitch and a nigga fuck them. I seen real G destroyed by real suckers. Innocent ladies raping defenseless babies abducted. Such a horrible truth, but you see it over and over as nothing. Get numb to it and your heart grows colder. Pacify your pain with a chain and a rope. But fuck it. Justify your action with stacking your dough up. He sure with a brick of cocaine and baking soda. Just enough for me to blow up. Nigga, hold up. Switch the flow up. Cause these niggas be snitching so much. I promise all they miss is a bad coffee and donuts. Go to jail, so what? Never see my integrity perish. That ain't the Harris's way. Study my pedigree. Promise I'm one of the only ones who keep it 100. Probably why I think they all out to get me. You can't convince me. Large money and fame won't plant seeds of envy. They make my partners resent me enough to come and get me. Catch me slipping and hit me just like it did 50. Cause I'm in a position that he think he should be giving. Listen, dawg. The fact of the matter is I'm on a narrow path and we all can't travel.
Even if you gotta live, I learned that apartments way more exciting than a big ass house on a hill. I used to be a way better writer and a rapper when I used to want a black comma deal. Now niggas feeding in the Porsche, feeling like I'm going off a course. Cut these fuck niggas off, niggas dipping my life, scream that till I'm hoarse. Dump these, get the fuck off me, projectiles, bitch, he really got a choice. I'm living my life, live yours. I don't even like rapping fast, but that's how the world comes to me, talk to me sideways, nigga, that's your ass. Slow it down.
It's that shit that'll make you call your mama and say, hey, I'm sorry for begging for all them clothes you couldn't afford. And it's the type of shit that'll make you call your rap partner and say, I'm sorry, I'm awkward, my fault for fucking up the store.
I hated all the attention, so I ran from it. Fuck it if we did, but I hope we lose no fans from it. I'm a grown ass kid, you know I ain't never care about no damn money. Why do we try so hard to be stars just to dodge comments?
This that shit that'll make you call your baby mama when you don't have a pill. Don't know why, but that idea. And you take a flight back to the crib. Y'all make love like college kids. And you say all the shit you gon' do better. We can try this shit again. By the time the dope wear off, you feel stupid, she feel low. That's that dopamine, I mean dopamine. You think Cupid done want old. Waiting in the hallway with her arm crossed. Baby boy face full of half a salt. Maybe should've stayed, but it ain't your fault. Too much pressure, I feel low. I'm sorry. Was young and had to choose between you and what the rest of the world might offer me. Shit, what would you do? But I'd probably do it differently, give seconds a chance. Only if some cool ass older man would have let me know in advance. This is quarry that is dug so deep in a father's chest when he feels that he's broken up his nest. And he figured shit, he was just doing the best that he could, which ended up being the worst that he could. And all some pussy nigga on the internet can say if that verse ain't good. It's boring, boring, really.
When I'm disgusted with your world, I can hardly breathe.
Soda Pop Radio. If it ain't popping, it ain't soda pop, 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 pop. Even though it's on the internet, it's still the radio. Shut the hell up and listen.
Soda Pop Radio.
Yeah, Soda Pop Radio. It is what it is. It's Sing Me Sign Saturday. And right there, man, that was T.I. coming back hard with Sorry. Wit. Man. That shit right, man, I can't even explain how hard he came on that one right there. Definitely is. Soda Pop Radio. And y'all know T.I. is going to be here live at the Epic Saturday.
April 19th.
Yep. Get the tickets starting on sale today. Yes. April 19th, he will be here at Epic. 110 North 5th Street. What? T.I. gonna be in the building?
T.I. gonna be in the building.
In the soda?
In the soda. In the soda.
And he gonna be at the Epic. Now that's some real stuff right there. Because I don't think T.I. ever been here, has he?
No, I don't think he has. Here's my question: did Target Center like shut the niggas out? Because we ain't had an event at the Target Center in like a good long minute. Epic has been the spot for all the artists, the hip hop artists to come. To my promoters out there, let me peep you up. Can we get a hip hop event at the Target Center, man?
Yeah, it's been a minute for there too.
Clearly, somebody worthy of the Target Center other than Britney Spears and what's the little boy, Justin Bieber?
Tim McGraw.
Just saying, hey. We can realize a band around this cat, like, but we.
So real, just real. That's real, because that's where they're shutting us out. They really are shutting us out. They really are shutting it out. So we gotta put a fix to that. Soda Pop Radio, Radio F Pops. See Me Shine Saturday, dedicated to our local artists. You know what I'm saying? King Shine in the building with Danny G and King Enterprises. It is what it is. Wow. So it's around that time, y'all, for us to get up out of here. So, you know, we can start off with our shouts out. But check this out, though. Did anybody hear any more news on Wayne?
Man, that's lock, stock, barrel sealed, nobody talking, whole campus shut down. What I will say is this reminds me of two other recent cases, man, because if y'all don't remember, Michael Jackson's death was originally deemed a seizure. He was in critical condition, and they waited a long-ass time before they said he was dead. So I just feel a little deja vu coming up.
Yeah. Well, we still send our prayers out to Lil Wayne. We don't want another one gone right now. We need all our soldiers that we can.
Wait a minute. But, hold on. I'm missing something. What's going on with Wayne?
Wait a minute. Hold up.
I'm sorry. I've been busy today. I ain't been in the newspaper, the news street beat. I don't know nothing.
Wait. What he was tuning in yesterday?
There was technical difficulties. I missed that too. You know, I got on the line at 10:30, 10 o'clock. You know, I was there. I missed all that.
Okay. To speed you up, King. Wayne went to the hospital. He had seizures. Went to the hospital on Tuesday. checked out the hospital on Wednesday, went home, cool. Friday morning, afternoon, they found him in the bathroom, out. Took him to the hospital. They pumped his stomach 3 times. He was under unstable conditions. He's in the ICU. Sum it up. Right there.
Wow. Lord have mercy on Lil Wayne at the particular moment. I'm sorry to hear that. The fact that we actually are losing artists at a rapid pace is not functional. I don't know how we're actually we're introducing certain things and not actually stopping to get the fame. That's a sorry idea. He's an icon, so I mean, you know, that's unusual. But wow, I'll tear one up for him tonight. Definitely will.
Yes, definitely. Is it conspiracy? Oh, should I say that? Oh, I don't know. They might come after me. Nah,
hey, man,
I ain't that
just
big.
My first thought was, how would his death pan into the role that he's in today? I don't think so. The conspiracy theorists have already spoke. But I truly believe, man, it feels identical. The little boy been in the game as long as Whitney now, man. He's been in the game for about 20 years already, 15 years. So I'm just saying, man, it wouldn't surprise me if they're hiding something. But for right now, I'm going to, you know, do what his daughter acts. He all right.
Okay.
He's living. Well, he's talking. He's breathing. And they're lying. And we're going to say it that way. Who knows?
Definitely that. Well, much prayers out to Lil Wayne, Cash Money, YNCMB. Definitely got prayers going out to them. It is what it is. Soda Pop Radio, Radio That Pops, See Me Shine Saturday. Go ahead. Time to give our shots out. You know, we all start with
King.
The woman. So.
Yes.
Man, it's a Saturday night, and I'm still in the crib.
Oh, well, hey, you still go down to Monsterous Radio Live, get in with E-Monster.
I sure could.
You know, okay. At the Ice House.
What's
2528? Nicola Avenue.
I'm definitely in Club New York again tonight. It was off the chain last night until I didn't get there until 11 o'clock. King Enterprises will definitely be sitting there, chilling out, watching everybody else get it in while I'm taking it in the liquor aspect. You know, I'm going to be high, but, you know, you ain't going to see me. So, I mean, I'm already on spaceships. So, you know, I'm parking lot pimping tonight. I'm probably going to, you know, catch a couple hoochies, you know, and I'm probably going to be in my hotel room. You know, that's what King Enterprises got going on this evening right now.
Did you get lost?
Yeah, I did in my thought. I'm trying to think of who all I'm gonna do it a little different tonight. Shout out to all actually whoever's out tonight. If you went out and you enjoying, you know, the good cold weather, more power to you. Shout out to you. Shout out to King Shine. Everybody else. Boo Thing, where you at? You know, we got you too out there. And then all my peeps, man. If you fuck with me, I fuck with you. If you don't know who Danny is, then you know you don't really fuck with me, and I love you anyway. Good night and have a great one.
Soda Pop Radio. Radio Pop. Hey, hey, Danny. I'm going to go ahead and give you a round of
Woo! Man, I love for you.
Soda Pop, yo. We give a good speech. It is what it is.
Encore.
You were encore. She was on it.
Woo! name.
You know what it is. Soda Pop Radio, Stevie Shine Saturday. And this is how we do it on Saturday night.
Lift it.
Keeping it real, raw and uncut. No hose bar.
You know, radio.
Yeah. Soda Pop?
Yeah.
I'm
definitely going to hold a therapy night for you guys, too. Because it seems like we all need some therapy in this damn world right about now.
I'm a little turned up. I'm sorry. I'm going to need therapy after I get down off my high. Now, then we can do therapy right now.
Yo, well, why don't you first drink this bottle and we be all fucked up?
Well, yo, I'm gonna give my shouts out to, you know, my Soda Pop crew. You know what I'm saying? King from King Enterprises, Danny G.
Yeah.
Miss Boo Thang. Got it, I'm saying? Soda Pop Radio. You know how we do it. I also give a shout out to my kids. I know sometimes y'all listening. Love y'all. It is what it is. I don't bang. I bang fatherhood. No, I'm just playing. Damn, I should go downtown to see what's
come
really
down
going
here.
Down.
Come on down here. Come on, I need some company. We got a lot to talk about anyway. Come on down here.
I see a chance to be a bad girl.
What'd you say, bads make her dads? What'd you say?
I almost had something bad for you, King, but I ain't gonna lie. The right amount of bands might make me dance.
Not tonight, though? Not right now? I want to see what the skinny girls do. Can I see what the skinny girls do tonight?
The skinny, man, you ain't ready for the skinny girls.
Y'all act like this is a dateline. Soda Pop Radio, first dateline. We got the first hookup of the night on Soda Pop Radio. See Me Shine Saturdays. Tune in every Saturday, and we'll hook you up.
I'm
going to
shake my glass for you. There you go.
1-800 Soda Pop, you'll get a girl. 1-800 Soda Pop, you'll get that man.
Oh, man.
You know, hey, it's getting warm now. I don't need no big girl no more. I need some.
Come on, need somebody cool over here. Say little 24/7. There's nothing I can do about it. I'll try all I can. I'm happy with me a little, and I'm gonna eat to no end. And then I'm gonna enjoy life where it is. And I'm moving to better water, so y'all can stay cold up here. I know I can appreciate a girl like me.
It is what it is.
My
up out of here.
I was taking my statement.
Hey, King, you didn't even give your shout out, man. See, you almost got cut off.
Oh, see, it's Soda Pop Radio. Love you all. You know, Miss G, I know it's sexy and want to be. You know, so you know, I ain't mad at you. I'll let you. You know, just come on downtown with me, and I'm gonna show you that I can tell you. Anyway, you know. Soda Pop Land, y'all doing good, you know. I love y'all, you know. Keeping it real, shout me out. I'm gonna come holler at some people. Don't get on this radio soon. I probably heard, you know, you hear me. I'm coming for you, you know. Come on.
Definitely.
So, shout everybody out.
Hey.
You know, love y'all. Love, peace, and air grease. Good night.
Yep. Hey, and make sure it's that Blue Magic that y'all use, all right? Or that Murray. Or that Murray.
You need some Glover's Mane. What you mean? I got Glover's Mane.
Yeah. So we finna get into the song
mean,
by Easy Patron, because you know that's what people are still steady stuck on when we, you know, hit the club. Somebody got to get a shot of Patron or something, because you know it is. You got to be on one.
Yeah,
So love, peace, and hair of grease, like we say. So the Pop Radio. See y'all Monday. On Mixed Up Mondays. Yes. So the Pop Radio. Mixed Up Mondays. It is what it is.
Got the VIP, well nigga, I am getting it. Pouring out Cristal, yeah, the shit I with these bitches with. And I make it rain, better grab up your umbrella quick. You say I'm a little nigga, well you are irrelevant. Banging out the trunk like putting speakers on the elephant. Air Force One fly while it dead president. Nigga, for that money we will run up in your residence. Merkin nigga, head bust, leave no evidence. Manor swag is on point, kinda like a picket fence. You look like your brain good, I hope that you don't take offense. But I know you understand, cause all I say is making sense. Now show me to the toilet, this patrol just got me saying shit.
You know,
swag turned up,
you know.
Finna hit the bar, pick me up a styrofoam. Tell them fill it with the trunk, fill it with the trunk. Finna hit the bar, pick me up a styrofoam. Man, I'm chilling in the cup. I am what you get. Ask me when I'll sober up and I'll say in a little bit. Beast up in the sheets, better watch out who you fucking with. And I don't mean McDonald's when I say that I'm loving it. Said she heard my music, now she in love with my tongue and shit. I take her to the crib and I hit it like a ton of bricks. Girl, I'm off the chain, you ain't into all that kinky shit. Well, baby, I'm an army, I hope that body come equipped. Yeah. And my cup of eyes are overflow. Get this beat the business, where the fuck I put my overcoat. Man, I need to slow it down before I go and overdose. But my flow be the sickest, it's liquors like that in the club.
You know,
swag turned up,
you know.
Finna hit the bar, pick me up a styrofoam. Tell them fill it with Patron, fill it with Patron. Finna hit the bar, pick me up a styrofoam. Man, I'm chillin' in the club.
You know,
swag turned up,
you know.
Finna hit the bar, pick me up a styrofoam.
Okay.
Tell them fill it with Patron, fill it with Patron. Finna hit the bar, pick me up a styrofoam.
Full of Patron, I'm chilling in this club. The ladies love my swag, so they gotta show me love. She said her name Vanessa, no one's doing better. Took her to my crib and we fucked up on the tub. That's what's up.
Yeah, she the best, that's why I fucks with her. Little bit of everything like a TV dinner. Girls catch papers when they see me with her. Put that shit to bed like a motherfucking babysitter.
Look, hater niggas better walk it out. Catch me in the club with a bottle standing on the couch. Probably with a motto, a part of me is in her mouth.
So money better tax me. It got shit to chill in the club.
You know,
swag turned up.
You know,
finna hit the bar, pick me up a styrofoam.
Okay.
Tell them fill it with the trunk. Fill it with Patron. Finna hit the bar, pick me up a styrofoam. Man, I'm chillin' in the club.
You know,
swag turned up.
You know,
finna hit the bar, pick me up a styrofoam.
Okay.
Tell them fill it with Patron. Fill it with Patron. Finna hit the bar, pick me up a styrofoam. Man, I'm chillin' in the club.
Soda Pop Radio. If it ain't popping, it ain't soda pop, 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 pop. Even though it's on the internet, it's still the radio. Shut the hell up and listen.
Soda Pop Radio.